Hi, it's Jim Baekje. This is Be You, The World Will Adjust, a brutally honest podcast about people and business. So every week, I'm breaking down topics from the workplace, the job market, society, and culture to help you find success by simply being you. I release a new episode every Monday morning, so make sure you're following the podcast on your favorite app. You can also reach me on social media or by sending me an email. I always love to hear how this show is making an impact on people. Hi, everybody. I hope everyone's having a great start to the summer. The solstice passed us. It was a beautiful day. Father's Day is behind us. Looking forward to the summer. I wish everyone much health and happiness in this bizarre world. You know, oftentimes people ask me sort of, you know, where do you get your inspiration for your podcast, the book, you know, the things you do? I'm a people watcher. I watch and listen to everything that people have to say. I just love learning about people's lives. And it's enriched mine dramatically over my lifetime. And I've been lucky enough to learn so much about people and that life is really not 6 degrees of separation. It actually turns out that it's probably sometimes 1 or 2 degrees of separation. And so much of my inspiration comes from coaching people and comes from just listening to people's stories. Storytelling is such a beautiful art, and it's a lost art. And so take some time, you know, you meet new people, ask them questions. Don't feel like you're being intrusive, you know, sort of, you know, tell me about yourself. Where were you born? And where did you grow up? You know, it's just fascinating the lives people had. This morning, I was out playing golf and I met a young man, lovely young man, works for a construction company out of Omaha, but the office, he has an office in Toronto and he goes to the Northwest Territories 1 week a month. And I'm like, oh my God, how fascinating. What a life that must be like. And he goes, yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I've never been disappointed in asking people about their lives. Some people go on a little too much and stuff like that. But nonetheless, I've never been disappointed. It's just such richness. It's enriched my life. So one of the things I was thinking about was a little quote that I heard that I'd been using for a while and talking to people about it is, all dreams come true if you have the courage to pursue them. One of the things I've realized in my coaching practice is people don't actually think about their dreams. They don't think about aspiring to something. They talk about making more money, getting a promotion. And those are great. There's nothing wrong with those. But those are the destination. It's not how you get there. You know, I'd like to go on a 50-mile walk. Well, do you need, how much water do you need? How much food do you need? Right? It's all in the execution. And at the core of the execution of your dreams is the courage to pursue them, the courage to do things that need to be done that you want to do to make it happen. And it's remarkable to me that people don't take that moment. And even myself, you know, I think about my own career. I never dreamed of being the president of CIBC World Markets. I never dreamed of being the, you know, deputy chairman at Bank of Montreal or starting an internet company, starting another internet company. And I sure as heck never dreamed of having Baekje International. It just wasn't even on my radar screen. But my dreams were to keep growing. My dreams were to keep expanding. My dreams were to keep challenging myself to be better, to open more doors, to ask more questions. And every door that you open opens other doors to opportunities. And throughout the entire process, I only had one goal in mind, to be the best version of myself that I could be. And that best version of myself starts with truth and honesty about who I am. And it's about how do I relate to other people and understanding that the art of communication is in the responsibility of the person communicating. It's not the person listening. If the person listening doesn't understand what you're saying, then you're not communicating it well. But for me, it was always, I just wanted to be better. I wanted to be better at what I did all the time. And I trusted that if I kept getting better at what I was good at and better at what I did, and better with people, opportunities would come. opportunities that I could not in a million years have imagined. You know, I didn't come out of MBA school with the sort of feeling that, you know, I'm entitled to be a CEO or something like that. And not a knock on MBA people, but that's the way the program works. They put you in these positions of you are the CEO, you are this, you are that. But I didn't have that. So the only sort of marker in the horizon was just get better. Just get better. Get smarter. Get educated. Learn from people. Read. Listen. Watch. Absorb. Right? And some people would say, God, that's exhausting. Isn't that exhausting? I said, no, it's not exhausting. Actually, it's inspiring and it gives me energy and to learn. And I never got this at university and I wish I had, but to learn and to keep learning just makes you a better person for you. Not for other people, but for you. And keep asking yourself that question. What can I do to continue to improve? Is it to work on my strong skills and make myself better at them? Is it to work on my communication skills? Is it to seek out someone to help me see myself in a better way? Never changing yourself at the core. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about using all the tools in life that are available to you. And you have to be responsible to seek those out. You have to be responsible to take the initiative to find them. You have to be responsible to find that mentor, to find that coach, and to understand that in this life's journey, nobody can get there on their own. And we are all better off for having someone's help along the way. I'm sure you can reflect like I can reflect. Right on the tip of my tongue, I could name you the 5 or 6 people that were pivotal in my success, pivotal in my improvement, and genuinely cared about me doing better and being a better person. Not a better person in the sense of, you know, be more detail-oriented, but a better person. They took great enjoyment in my success, in my improvement. And the same way that I do in my coaching practice, there's nothing short of my kids and my wife, as you all know, nothing that brings me more joy when I'm coaching to see those aha moments, to give those people things to go off and do and try. And then they come back and they're so excited. You know, oftentimes they go, I guess I should have thought of that. And I said, you couldn't. We can't think of everything. So don't feel bad about not thinking about it. Feel good about that you had the wherewithal and the willingness and the courage to take a coach, to take advice, to evaluate it, to utilize it, to try it. Try it when everything in your body says, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this. But you do. And what do you find out? Yeah, I was right. I shouldn't have done it. Or, wow. And then that opens another door, and that opens another door. And then from there, take that improvement and pay it forward. Pay it forward. Think about how you can take what you just opened the door on and look around and think about how do I leverage that? How do I help other people get better? Because in my experience over a long career, when you say to someone, you know, politely, I'm not sure if you recognize how people are seeing you or how that's coming across, very few people say, yeah, no, that's exactly how I wanted to come across. Unless they're complete dicks. And they want to come across as a dick, and that's okay. I've already talked about those people. But most people are very appreciative of it. They're very appreciative that you don't let them continue to look like an idiot or a fool or a smartass or whatever. Take joy in that. Take joy in helping each other. And sometimes that joy has to come from helping someone that's maybe not exactly your true fit, right? Someone that you're kind of like, I'm not really fond of them, or they're not really fond of me. I think it's even more rewarding when you do that with them. They may turn you away, but give it a try, right? Give it a try. And this continual journey of self-improvement, of having the courage to pursue our dreams, even though we may not know what those dreams are, but the best version of ourselves, continue to improve ourselves on a weekly basis. Sit back, look at your week and sort of said, okay, what could I have done differently during that week? I know a lot of people sit down on an annual basis and they look at their financial situation and, you know, how did I do? What could I have done differently? Everything. Do that about yourself. Do that about you. You don't have to do it weekly, but do it monthly. I used to coach a fabulous woman. We developed a program of, at the end of every month, we would look back at her calendar and we would look at her calendar and we would say, okay, so how many of the meetings in your calendar were made by you in order to further on your own objectives and your own plans? And how many were made by other people that was their agenda and what they needed? And I said, without focusing on that, it's easy to be overwhelmed with that other people filling your calendar. A couple of months of that, and all of a sudden, she started to look through a different lens. Where am I going to find the time to do the things that I need to do? Where am I going to find the time to run my business and to raise my eyes? Sort of, I always say, pull up, to look over the horizon. What's next, right? Not sort of head buried down. And the only way you can do that is to control your life, right? When people say to me, oh God, I'm just overwhelmed. You know, I'm just too busy. I'm too this. And I'm saying, you've lost control. You have to get your control of your life back. You have to determine what are the important things that you want to be doing and what are the things that you can delegate. What are the things you can get rid of? What are the things that are a complete waste of fucking time? You shouldn't even be doing them. Just say no. Just say no. And all of those pieces come together in making a better you, in helping you, be the best version of yourself that you can be. It won't happen by accident. I'm Jim Bakey. Have a great week and be you, be you, be you.